One of the many contributions to public discourse made by former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill is the phrase, terminological inexactitude. More than 100 years later, these two words are still being used to suggest that a statement could be inaccurate, without labeling it, at the risk of using unparliamentary language, as a lie. Canadians go through their daily lives with plenty of opportunities to both be exposed to lies and be less than completely forthright about reality. With this in mind, research company and Glacier Media developed a survey aimed at gauging Canadians' relationship with the truth. For starters, practically 3 in 4 Canadians, 74%, believe that people should always tell the truth, regardless of the consequences. Only 22% disagree with this statement, and 4% are undecided. Canadians aged 55 and over are more likely to endorse the concept of universal truth, 81%, than their counterparts aged 35 to 54, 75%, and aged 18 to 34, 68%. There is no change on this notion between Canadians who voted for the Liberal Party and the Conservative Party in the 2021 federal election, 80% each. Among New Democratic Party supporters, the proportion drops to 65%. The results of this question may suggest that just over 1 in 5 Canadians are fibbers. When we asked if 5 different types of lies are permissible, we see that more residents of the country are willing to be less than authentic. We can start with a classic conundrum that Canadians might encounter on a regular day: lying to spare someone else's feelings. An example could be to refrain from pointing out, when asked directly, that clothes look bad on a person. For more than half of Canadians, 55%, this type of lie is permissible. While we see majorities of those aged 18 to 34 and aged 55 and over glossing over this misrepresentation of true feelings, 53% and 52%, respectively, the proportion rises to 61% among those aged 35 to 54. More than 3 in 5 middle-aged Canadians may not be telling their significant other if the garment actually fits. Another type of lie is the one uttered to protect a relationship, such as withholding information that could cause anxiety or anger to a significant other. For more than 2 in 5 Canadians, 45%, this type of lie is permissible, a number that rises to 48% among those aged 35 to 54. Sometimes, Canadians do not express everything they know to protect someone else, such as misleading someone about the whereabouts of a person to help them avoid negative consequences. For 41% of Canadians, this type of lie is permissible. Canadians aged 18 to 34 are more likely to condone this behavior, 48%, than their counterparts aged 35 to 54, 43%, and aged 55 and over, 30%. Another seemingly innocent fib allows people to be perceived in a positive light, such as claiming that they are late because there was an accident on the way to the office. Only 28% of Canadians think this type of lie is permissible, but this includes 33% of those aged 18 to 34. Finally, we look at a situation that many people in a corporate setting can relate to: lying to impress people and boost your own reputation, such as claiming you were primarily responsible for a project when you were not. Only 16% of Canadians think this situation is permissible, rising to 26% among those aged 18 to 34. Our relationship with the truth becomes even more complex when we factor in all of the information at our disposal. A majority of Canadians, 56%, acknowledge that there have been moments in their lives when they would have preferred to be told a lie instead of the truth. Women, 59%, Canadians aged 18 to 34, 63%, and Albertans, 64%, lead the way in, at least sometimes, preferring falsehoods to certainty. In future columns, we will look at the circumstances under which Canadians are more likely to lie, as well as their perception of professionals when it comes to being truthful. Right now, while most of the country's residents are quick to say that the truth must prevail, there are clearly circumstances where it can be twisted. The survey results outline a captivating generational divide. There is a calm consistency in the views of Canadians aged 55 and over. The country's youngest adults are more likely to say, terminological inexactitudes, are justified to boost their reputation or to be perceived in a positive light, while middle-aged Canadians are more likely to consent to lying to protect someone else's feelings. In any case, more than half of us can look back at a specific moment in our lives and whisper, I wish you hadn't told me that. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from March 10 to 12, among 1,000 Canadian adults. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.